SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Kiev and other cities across Ukraine are still reeling from the Russian airstrikes that killed at least 44 people a few days ago. A United Nations human rights mission says the Okhmadid Children's Hospital in the Ukrainian capital took a direct hit from the attack. Dr. Oleg Holubchenko, a pediatric surgeon at the hospital, recalls the moment of the attack.
When the explosion happened, I didn't quite grasp everything. I regained consciousness already on the floor about 2 to 3 meters from the table. Somehow I had flown over the table. I immediately got up and asked if everyone was okay. After that, with the anesthesiologist, we manually ventilated the lungs of a 5-month-old child who was being operated on because the machine was completely punctured and the tubing was disconnected.
Despite the severity of last Monday's attacks, Russia is carrying on with its airstrikes on Ukraine. One man has been killed and 8 more were injured after a missile assault in Ukraine's southern region of Mykolaiv. Meanwhile, the 75th NATO summit is continuing in Washington. Members of the alliance and global leaders, including Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles, have gathered to discuss several key issues, such as Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the approval of a new support package for the country will be on the agenda.
At this summit, Ukraine will be one of the main issues. We will agree a substantial package for Ukraine, where NATO will play a bigger role in coordinating and providing security assistance and training. We will step up our cooperation with our Indo-Pacific partners. And of course, we'll make important decisions on the turns and defense, and also recognizing the progress allies are making when it comes to increasing defense spending.
Among the measures already agreed is a decision to provide Ukraine with 6 US-made F-16 fighter aircrafts. The fighter jets will be supplied by Denmark, the Netherlands, Belgium, Norway, and the US. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the nations for their contributions via a post on social media platform X. Mr. Stoltenberg says the role of China in Russia's invasion of Ukraine will also be one of the main talking points of the summit.
As NATO allies agreed today in our summit declaration, China has become a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. And China's support increases the threat Russia poses to Euro-Atlantic security. Allies have stated clearly that China cannot enable the largest conflict in Europe in recent history without this negatively impacting their interest and reputation.
The NATO General Secretary has also reaffirmed the alliance's commitment towards providing Ukraine with a path for full membership, a long-time goal for the nation. The UK's new Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, is also participating in the summit, along with members of his new government. It comes just 5 days after their overwhelming win in the UK's general elections. During his meeting with Mr. Stoltenberg, Sir Keir said the change to a new UK government will not change their support towards Ukraine.
We are looking forward to the opportunity at this summit to work with others and our allies to make sure that we send a very clear message, I think, of the resolve of a NATO which is bigger and stronger and more united, I think, than ever before, of our resolve to stand up to aggression, Russian aggression, but aggression in any form that we find it, that threatens our values. And so it's very important to be here.
Sir Keir also had the opportunity to meet with US President Joe Biden at the White House. Mr. Biden flagged the UK's efforts to reconnect with the rest of Europe as being of high importance for NATO.
Today, we have to ask ourselves, what is next? How can we keep making the shield stronger? One answer must be to strengthen our industrial base. Right now, Russia is on a wartime footing with regard to defense production. They're significantly ramping up their production of weapons, munitions, and vehicles. The first time ever, every NATO nation is pledging to develop plans for defense production at home.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken also had a chance to meet his new UK counterpart David Lammy and discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
This is not only a special relationship, it's an essential one. And certainly in my tenure, I've found that out. We are together, the United Kingdom, the United States, on every critical issue of our times, the issues that affect the lives, the well-being, the future of the people that we represent, as well as so many other people around the world.
Mr. Lammy noted there's a lot of work to be done in the next few months.
On the issue of Ukraine particularly, I'm grateful for your leadership and your support. This is a very important moment. We've got lots of important things to discuss across the globe where the US and the UK work so closely together. The special relationship means something, not just for our own countries, but for the defence of freedom across the globe.
The NATO summit in Washington is entering its final day with discussions among global leaders set to wrap up in the coming hours. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.